South. Commercial Bill Flame Thrower. Boss Man in the BAM.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test.
Good morning and welcome to Friday's edition of Drive Time, TGIF, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Welcome to each of you in first thing this morning. Rebecca Whitfield, Ray Stewart, Adam Manasco, Tracy Black Miller, Todd Purvis, Christy Monique, Heath Jackson, Whitney James Boyd, sisters in first thing this morning. Good morning to each and every one of you.
Yeah, good morning, DJ. We tried to... this weather, you know, how not really cooperating there this morning with us. But good morning, everybody. A lot going on this Friday. Kind of a dreary morning, but still a lot going on.
Got some giveaways we're going to have through in the next 30 to 45 minutes. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Like the video, share it as many times as you see fit to be eligible for some fine prizes from Just Do and others. Look forward to giving those away. Good morning, Ken Douglas. Good morning, Miss Carol. And we got a birthday at the Glidden House today.
Yeah, yes, we do. We Travis Glidden this morning is 71.
71.
71.
You reckon he's going to get any of that cheesy sausage cornbread for a cake?
I tell you what, if he don't, he to be looking for some of it, I can tell you. I know what I'd be looking for. I'd be looking for some of it. Would you?
I guarantee it. I'd take that in lieu of a cake.
Yeah, I'd take that in lieu of anything. Presents, whatever. Yes. Matter of fact, if... you want to whip a batch of that up real quick, Carol, and bring it up here. We are in good shape. Good morning there, Tracy Miller, Miss Patty Mitchell in this morning. Wade Brown, there's Jason Hart. We talked about Jason and Elisa earlier in the week.
Yeah. We're going to catch up with them, too, a little
Steve
later
Wood
in the spring.
And Heather Stone, and good morning, Ken. That's right. Yeah, we're going to catch up with them. There's Tank Dasher.
The Tank. Good morning, Tank.
What's going on, Tank? Good morning to you. Let's see here, John Commander, Brenda Portwood, and the Butcher. Let's talk about the great sock incident,
man,
from yesterday.
What a surprise! And what a response!
I mean, what a cool thing! There's Cindy Fleming. Good morning, Miss Cindy. Happy Friday. That's right. Happy Friday, there, Christy. Yeah. What a shocker!
Guess who got some identical to it?
Who?
My son for his birthday. I don't know if it was his. One of his aunts or cousins or whatnot. He got a pair also.
There's a book in this morning, Christina. Good morning, Christina. Maddie Bush, and there's the Deacon.
The Deacon. Good morning, Dwayne.
Yep.
Hope everything's going your way up in Athens, Alabama.
So is that like Donut and Junior Donut?
I don't know. It was just kind of eerie that he picked up a pair himself.
So y'all.
I love mine.
Y'all compared, I mean, y'all kind of compared notes.
Yeah,
on that.
That's right.
You don't have them on again today, do you?
I do not, but I will have them on at some point in time weekend.
The only reason I'm asking that is to make sure that you may have washed them a little bit. Diana Kirkland, Diana Blake. Good morning, Diana. How are you this morning? Let's see here.
Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Booker. Little Bug's in. Good morning, Little Bug. Also want to send out well wishes to a childhood friend of mine, Greg Matthews. Is having a knee replacement surgery today. This morning, have no reason to believe that things won't go as planned, but certainly want to keep him in our thoughts and prayers as he moves through that surgery and hope he has a speedy and complete recovery. Good luck, Greg.
There's Aunt B in and Marcus Smith. Fondachi.
Fondachi. I saw Fondachi yesterday.
What's going on?
Good morning, Fondachi.
That's crazy. I saw him yesterday morning, too. Matter of fact, I let the window down, told him, I said, hey, man, I said, we were talking about you on the show the other day.
Let me bet. He was smiling.
He's always smiling.
Good man.
He is. He really is. Now, can you say the same about his brother, Doc?
Yeah. Yeah. Doc, Tick, Brian, no,
Doc. I give Doc a hard time. Allison Foster, good morning, Allison. There's Todd, Katina Purvis in this morning.
The governor of Kego just came in.
Don't tell me Blake the Snake.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Blake.
I must be a little behind you over there right now. But, hey, good morning, Blake the Snake. What's going on in Kego, Alabama? Out there at the Brickyard this morning.
How about
that's where the original Brickyard
that's right.
started.
That's right.
Brickyard 400, 500, whatever. Well, I promise you, we've probably made more laps around those gravel lakes out there than 400 or 500 over the
yep.
years.
Oh, yeah.
I would say have to be.
Local news last night. How about the Lady Tigers at T.R. Miller running the record at 27-0?
I mean.
Region champs, playoffs, on the way. 27-0.
That is that's unbelievable, isn't it?
That's a heck of a run they're on, and hopefully it'll continue a couple more weeks, and they can bring home another blue map. Coach
that's
Jackson's
right.
doing it again.
Good morning, Cheyenne. There's Cheyenne in this morning. Action Jackson. Good morning, Heath.
Good morning, Heath.
There's Rachel Ivey. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Rayleigh Boggs-Smith in. Hey, Rayleigh, what's going on? Brooke Young. Hello, Brooke Young. Now, I don't know if you know who Brooke Young is, but let me tell you who that is, DJ. That is Stephen Young's
yeah,
sister.
Yeah, I remember Brooke well.
You remember Brooke?
Yeah,
okay,
uh-huh.
okay. I didn't know if you did. Good morning, Brooke. I think Brooke may be in the Mobile area somewhere down there. So, good morning to you. There's your boy, Trent.
One of my guys, Trent Davison. Trent good morning, Davison. Trent. Hope it's going your way also. Garrett Cave in. Garrett probably should be in class somewhere, you would think, but... Garrett, we appreciate you being in with us. Let's make sure you don't get in trouble.
this thing right here gets you busted.
I'm going to tell you, I got to get
in a heartbeat.
I want to get something off my chest. Come here, hand me that, please. It's been eating at me for quite some time.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know this, but I have been, I don't know, for the last 2 years maybe, have been bullied.
Bullied.
I mean, in a big way.
Bullied by
yeah, Tony Burnham.
There's Jonathan Wessel.
And
Pam and Driscoll Lynn, good morning.
On a dozen different occasions, he has called me out in different ways and different venues, challenging my manhood to a degree. And I want him to know.
You need to shut up.
I want him to know that I'm drawing the line in the sand today. On
hey,
Tripod.
Hey,
back at you.
No.
Yeah. Process it, pal. Process it.
Process it.
But he is, for the last
who
time.
Who are you with?
For the I'm going to tell you who I'm with. I'm with BMP, and you're fixing to find out all about it, pal.
So I take it. There's some rough blood here this morning.
It is. And
if things escalated,
I've had it.
Another level?
I've had it.
So to speak.
Last night, he threw it in there again. He has challenged me to a 100-yard dash.
Challenged you to a 100-yard dash?
Yeah.
Does he realize you've been on a gluten-free diet for the last
evidently, he has not gotten
months?
The memo, but he's going to find out. I'm here to tell you today,
you
Tony Burnham, you want it, you got it. But in the spirit of the Iron Bowl, we're going to make it 109 yards. How about that? We'll get up here at Municipal Stadium.
Good morning, Stephanie Manesco.
We'll mark it off.
Doc, good morning, Doc.
Me and you. One time, 109 yards, and we'll just see how it shakes out.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll live stream it.
We'll do it.
We'll put it for everybody to see.
So, Tony Burnham, I've thrown the gauntlet down. You pick the day, you pick the time, and you're going to meet your Waterloo, pal.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you know, he did fall off of a house.
No, he threw himself
okay.
off a house.
But I'm saying, I don't know if that's going to be exactly everybody will be able to watch, Diana. I promise you. We will live stream it. We'll also have an ambulance at the end of the field, just in case.
Well, Diana is actually a paramedic.
Right. Well,
so,
I mean,
we
saying,
actually may need you there.
Yeah. JP, good morning, JP. Butch says he'll take the winner, take on the winner for 100.
Oh, there'll be no do-over. That's going to be one
it's
time
It's going to be a
me.
One and gone.
One and done.
One and done.
But Tony
yeah.
Burnham, if you're in, if you're not in, somebody get word to him. Somebody share the video to him.
JP said he's got 50 on you.
Good man, JP. Good man.
50 on DJ.
I accept the challenge. 109 yards, one time, Bruton Municipal Stadium. You pick the day.
Sounds yep. to me like it's on.
Oh, it's on.
I mean, good like morning, Carl bone. Scarborough. Good morning, Miss Linda. There's Linda Williamson in.
Good
Let me
morning,
tell you
Linda.
Something. Linda is another one of those women that is a very hard, I mean, involved with a lot of things in our local communities and works very hard. And I've often wondered, as we have with Susan Rhodes and several other people, how in the world do they have the time to do all the things that they need to do and have to do every day? But she manages to do it, you know, and so I have great respect and admiration for somebody like that that can juggle that and all the things. You know, of course, Melanie, you know, would Just Do.
Sure.
Of course, we got the Just Do things out here this morning that we're going to, and I may even have that turned around the wrong way.
Yeah.
Well, I did.
You know what?
Sometimes it's probably better just to leave something alone. But, you know, just like Melanie would Just Do, I mean, Linda and Melanie are, I think Melanie's a president, maybe Linda's a vice president of the chamber. And, you know, that's a full-time job all to itself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Oftentimes thankless, but we are here saying thank you this morning for not only Linda's efforts, but all those that pitch in and do the little things that make our community such a special place to live.
Tom Roberts in this morning. Paul Krupta says, about time for an ICB over here in Italy, gentlemen. Well, I tell you what, you send one of those big military Air Force planes over here to pick us up, Paul, and we're coming. We're strapping up. I'm gonna do like what they did Mr. T on the A-team. I'm gonna drug DJ with some sort of sleeping drug, and we'll load him up. I'll get Burnham down here to help me load him up. Matter of fact, I'll bring Burnham with us just for the protection element of the deal. Good morning, Martha Clay LaForce in this morning.
My classmate.
Classmate.
Homecoming. 2018. Coming up, Martha. Get ready.
Right. Mickey Allington in. Christy says it's on like a chicken bone.
You better believe that.
Mary C. Mary Chandler in. Aunt B. I don't know if I mentioned Aunt B's in earlier. Saw her. I wonder if Aunt B ever had a chance to make that recipe for the cheesy sausage cornbread.
She got it, didn't she?
She did get it. She did. I also want to mention, as we talk about Tony, Mitt's birthday is tomorrow. Of course, we won't be, you know, on the air tomorrow or on the or whatever you want to call this stream. But Mitt's birthday is tomorrow. So do want to say happy birthday, early birthday to Mitt, and hope your weekend is a big weekend. And if it's not, it's all your daddy's fault.
I'll go with that. Happy birthday to Mitt.
Happy birthday to Mitt. So anyone with birthdays or anniversary, anything like that, you want to give somebody a shout out or whatever, let us know. We'll be glad to do it. There's Mr. Josh Godwin himself, another hardworking, you know, just a great asset to this community. And I'll tell you something else that's great is a three-piece whole catfish box from David's Catfish.
If you've never had
one of those, I'm going to tell you something that I've grown to love at David's Catfish, and that is those shrimp and grits with the Cajun. And I know you're not much on spicy. They're not really that spicy. I'm telling you, that is some of the better shrimp and grits you will eat. And shrimp and grits is, of course, a Southern thing.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, it's some fine eating right there. I hadn't made it yet. Maybe this weekend. Well, let us know how it turns out, Aunt B. We'd love to know. Lauren Yoder,
yep,
United
another
Bank,
one.
Has a birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Lauren.
Happy birthday, Lauren. I'll tell you what, y'all keep them coming. We're gonna keep trying to find something to say about it. Like,
happy birthday!
That works.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Chris Hall and Coach Jared Cooper watching us on YouTube over at McIntosh.
Good morning, Amanda Henry. There's Big Lou in. Chris Hall and who?
Coach Jared Cooper.
Coach,
National
Jared
champion,
Cooper.
Auburn University.
I was about to say.
Yes, sir.
He's got a big
one of my
rock.
Guys.
He's got a big old rock on that finger.
He sure does.
Sure does. Good guy, too.
Great.
Real good guy.
Great guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good family.
So, good morning over there, guys, and glad y'all tuned in. Of course, I'm glad to have Bart back in. If any Russian comes back up, we can get Big Lou to help us out on that. I was glad he gave us some pretty good information the other day. Mary Madison Brown turns 18 today. Thank you there, Aunt B. Of course, Mary Brown's not tuned in watching, so I don't think she would know to be able to tell us.
Well, hey, yeah. Yeah, Tony Burnham's going to find out how bistro I am.
Oh, we're going to call this the bistro, the 109 bistro?
Yeah, sure.
Or the bistro,
sure.
109?
Bistro 109.
Yeah.
Good morning,
there's
Paige.
Paige Rome back in, and good morning to you. Yeah.
Johnny Folsom has a birthday today.
Oh, you're kidding. I missed
yes, sir.
Johnny Folsom. Happy birthday, Mr. Folsom.
Man. We have talked about him at several different times.
But I tell you, what's today? The ninth? A lot of birthdays today. A lot of birthdays. Well, that's good. That's never a
bad thing.
Nothing
like a Friday birthday.
Nothing. I mean, and you can't, you know, the good thing about having birthdays on a Friday is, I mean, you can do a lot of things on Friday.
Sure.
You know, listen, you ought to have a birthday on like the 22nd of December. Like I do.
Yeah, it's okay.
Let me tell you what happens.
Is that every year?
Yeah, let me tell you what happens. This is it growing up. Oh, that's your birthday and Christmas and presents.
Yeah.
Guess what my brother's birthday is? December 25th.
December 25th. Wow, y'all kind of get popped right there together, don't you?
Well, our birthdays suck.
And let me guess, Whitney's growing is in up. March.
No, hers is actually in October.
Okay.
But October the 2nd. But I'm saying, we never had a birthday. You know, we always went to birthday parties. We never had a birthday
party. Never had a birthday party.
Who are you going to get to come to a birthday party at Christmas time?
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough that's tough to compete
Hey, y'all
with.
Come over on Christmas. We're having a birthday for Josh. You know what I'm saying?
I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, that didn't work out too well. Of course, if he was watching, he'd chime in right now, and I'm sure he'd have something to pretty smart to say about that, because that has been a sore subject with him for a lot of years. But I do want to say congratulations to my nephew Townsend, Kale Boyd, for making the travel ball squad yesterday.
All right.
Townsend is 6 years old, or 5 years, five, 6 years old, I think. And I think, yeah, 6 years awesome. Old. And, you know, he, yeah, we did have to share cake. That's a fact.
Y'all had to share a birthday cake?
Listen, you think I'm joking. I am not lying. We shared a birthday cake for sure. I mean, there's my sister telling you. I mean, you know, that is absolutely the truth.
Oh, no.
West Florida Baseball Academy.
Oh, man.
Townsend.
Share a cake.
Yeah, we did. I thought he was six, Whitney, but you know, I'm bad with age. You know how that is. So,
that's
yeah,
great.
Townsend, I hope he has picked up on that daddy's athleticism, you know, from if he has, the future is going to be pretty bright for
Watch
him.
Watch out.
Yeah. Yeah. Good morning, Lauren Yoder. We've already said happy birthday to you, but we'll say it again. Happy birthday to you, Lauren. Hope your day is great. He has one name on right top and other name on the bottom left. That's right.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's how it worked. And most
that's
of the time
great.
It
that's
was
great.
Most of the time it was one of those cakes that you went and you mixed it up and put it in one of them aluminum foil pans and put it in there, and you took some squeeze stuff and wrote Josh in blue or some color.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Is there any chance at your parents' house, or is there any firewood?
Oh my God. I'll tell you what.
That's going to be a more detailed story for another day, but that is one of the great stories. I love the thought of that.
I promise you that there's more firewood than you can possibly imagine. And without a doubt, there's Leah Fuquayen. Good morning to you, Leah. And my sister can attest to that right there. That we have no shortage of firewood up at Joyner Lane. Okay, you hear me? No shortage. And if the electricity ever goes out for any length of time, and it is in the dead freezing cold weather, I am unconcerned about where to find firewood, because I know where to go get it. And if I had to go back and get 16 trailer loads. There wouldn't be a dent put in it.
Mr. James ain't going to get caught shorthanded.
No, sir. I tell you this, and this is a fact. You let him pass by somewhere, somebody's throwing a pallet or some lumber they got through with a construction job with, every bit of that's going up there. Every bit. I'm telling you.
I love it.
You're not going to have a problem with getting warm at that house, okay? Now, you might have a problem with being too warm. And I can tell you that that's been my problem over the years, is that, you know, you go in there and it might be 70 degrees outside and it's 78 inside because the fire's running. And I'm like, man, you know, enough's enough. But, hey, we're also talking about a guy that's been retired since 2007. He's got 36 pairs of Red Wing steel-toe boots, brand new, still in the closet from back in the Container Corporation, Smurf, Stone, whatever you want to call it, Container Corporation days.
That's too good.
Yeah. You know, it was funny. We were talking about that with Randy Mansell the other day, talking about the paper mill and our time, of course, and experience working out there. And, you know, it was tough work. But, you know, I tell you what, it really, I wouldn't trade that experience for anything.
Me either.
I really
fine
wouldn't.
Folks. Have friendships to this day because of that experience, and certainly worked hard and made some good money. But it was a good time.
It was a good time, and we certainly still glad to have the paper mill running here and doing the things they've done, investing in the community the way they have, because they certainly have invested tremendously. So, hey, listen at him. Let me tell you something, Butch. There ain't a lot of difference, in my opinion, between Kenny and Big Butch at all. Now, Big Butch will tell you there's a lot of difference between him and Kenny. A lot, okay? But now, I'm not going to say that anybody else would. Look who just walked through the door right here. We're going to
get him on here.
Can we get the fire chief on here?
Fire chief's in the house.
Hey. Like, is this serious? Like, serious business? Like, bad business? Oh, okay. Well, you got about 20 minutes? I mean, seriously, we'll be through in about like 9 o'clock. Oh, okay, yeah, great. Yeah. I'll be with you in just a second. But hey, listen, come on over here and sit down with us and tell us what's going on with the fire department. Yes, you can. Well, yeah, but hey, listen. But me either. Us either.
You think we are?
Yeah.
You think we are?
We
set the bar real low, Chief. Real low.
You ain't got to worry about being real good over here, I can tell you.
James Johnson, he was my Babe Ruth baseball coach. The Twins, we were a dynasty.
I'm glad to hear
that, Coach. We were a dynasty.
Is he doing? James, I hope, is doing better.
I hope so.
You know, hope James is doing better.
There he is.
Wendy Lizman.
Dun, dun, dun.
There he is. T-Bone. The gauntlet has been laid. I want you to, now that T-Bone's in the house, lay it down again.
I knew that you wouldn't be in here at 8-ish. I knew that you wouldn't look at me face-to-face or monitor-to-monitor, but I'm tired of you throwing down the challenge of a 100-yard race. It has been accepted today, pal, but in the spirit of the Iron Bowl, make it 109 yards. Yes, 109 yards, me and you, Bruton Municipal Stadium.
Who are you with?
One and done, pal.
Who are you with?
I'm with BMP.
You need to shut up.
No, you shut up.
Happy birthday, Elizabeth Pugh. That's right. I think, did we talk about Elizabeth Pugh's birthday?
We did, yeah.
Happy birthday, Elizabeth Pugh. Good morning, Kelly Grace, Michael Eichner, T-Bone. It's been laid out. 109 yards. What do they call it? The Bistro 109.
The Bistro 109.
Courtesy of the definition of bistro from Big Lou. Big Russia. Lou let us know what it was, and it has been laid out there. So if you're going to accept, now's the time to do it right here in front of everybody. You know, we're waiting on it.
Process it.
Challenge accepted.
No, boom.
It's
boom.
Over. Let's do it.
Hey, boom.
You pick the day.
Right there.
You pick the day. You pick the time. And it's on, big boy.
It's on.
Now, I will say this. I'm not making excuses. I'm going to beat him. Point blank, I'm going to win that race.
I'm looking forward to it.
But every fall, he does have a little workout when he goes up and runs with the rest of the Gumps at Fan Day up in Tuscaloosa. I got a picture of him doing it, and I'll post it.
Is he one of them that blows through the gates and
knocks
runs
down little kids? He'll run over a little kid
to get up there to get
Saban's autograph
mm-hmm. from Coach Saban.
I've seen him do it.
Are you kidding?
Brutal,
running over kids. I'll tell you right now, that's kind of hard for
me
to believe.
I'll post a picture later on.
Yeah, please do.
On BMP.
Please do.
Yeah.
Speaking of pictures,
I think it was last year when it.
How about the legend stopping in and seeing you yesterday? Let's talk about that for a little bit. Talk about Hank. There's Zang in this morning. Good morning, Zang. Patrick Davenport.
You know, he drove.
Patrick says it's going to be a 109 yard walk and run.
And you might be right. You might be right, Patrick. But I'm going to win. That's the important thing. Is I will win. Adam Lachlan did not have to drive down from Nashville to see us.
No, he didn't.
And he chose to do that. He heard our little brief rendition of his father's hit single. And for him to come down and pay tribute and show his appreciation for that just meant the world to me, and I'll never forget it.
Well, I tell you what.
And the fact he's hunting at Why Not.
Well, yeah. Manasco wants to be the event announcer. He'll do the Michael Buffer it up.
And you're in.
Hey, that's it. That's fantastic. I'll set the PA up. Matter of fact, if people want to come out and enjoy, we'd love to put a grill up and have somebody cooking some hot dogs and hamburgers. And the bad thing about that is, though, is that Burnham and DJ will be eating hot dogs and hamburgers before the race. They're allowed to throw up two or three times at about the 75-yard marker.
Good morning, Ann. Catherine Campbell in from Auburn. Good morning.
But that's okay. It'll still be a good time. Talking about Hank Adam, Jody Jernigan, good morning to
good
you.
Good morning, Jody. Shannon Odom.
I had a lot of time when we were all younger growing up to sit around and play guitar with Hanky and of course, his father, you know, a legend. And got to listen to a lot of stories about the old guys, you know, Hank Williams and the Conway Twitties and the old George Jones and things like that. And I'm going to tell you something. You can't trade that for anything, to be able to sit around with Hank Lachlan and listen to those stories about the things that used to go on and how they did it. And then sitting there having the pleasure and the privilege to be able to play the guitar with the man. That does sound like a good chamber event, Linda. I agree with that. We might have to turn that. Why don't we set that? Well, that is there 109 yards to be marked off at Jennings Park?
I'd be worried about the contour of the land.
The layout of the land?
Yeah, I'm not looking to wreck a knee in this deal.
But, right. Well, I'll tell you what. I was just thinking about kicking it at the creek, but...
Whoa. I tell you what we could do.
What if we shut one of the side of the bridges down and you run across the bridge? How about that?
We could do that, or we might could work a little bicycle and swim into it. What's it called?
A little triathlon?
Yeah, a little mini triathlon.
So you'll go goop.
I'm a strong swimmer.
Up burnt corn.
I'm a very strong swimmer.
Coolest thing I ever saw is Hank and Jet Williams singing their day. So that would be extremely cool. I got to see Hank Jr. Many times. Connie, I was actually in Pensacola the night he walked out, sang two songs, and right in the middle of All My Rowdy Friends and Settled Down. He was so tore up, he couldn't remember the words. He took his guitar off, dropped it on stage, and walked off and left and never came back.
Let me tell you about my little reunion with Hank Adam yesterday when he came in.
Please do.
He was actually having some issues with his truck. He was broke down.
We'd love to use Kaiser's Big Grill.
He had gotten a ride there to the dealership. And he was speaking with Jonathan, one of our service riders. He couldn't see me. I was sitting in my office, and that time of the afternoon when the sun is coming through the windows, it's very hard to see. And I heard him suggest to the service rider, he said, at the very least, possibly you can ascertain what is wrong with the vehicle. And when I heard him say that, I yelled out there, and I said, hey, boy, we don't use them fancy words like that in here around here. And he looked at me, and I could tell he wanted to kill whoever had said it. If you know Hank Adam, his views are pretty
crazy.
Yeah. I said, hey, boy, we don't use them fancy words around here, savvy? For a split second, he was ready to kill somebody, and then I showed myself, and we had a good time with it.
But. Action Jackson says you better do it in the parking lot of D.W. McMillan. I don't know if that ain't correct there, Heath. Hey, did you leave that stuff? I got it. Okay. I'll give you a call, Jim. Burnham said you float pretty good. It would turn kick the bucket at the creek if we did it down there. You're right. That's exactly what it would turn into, Butch. But still, it'd be a good time. I'd love to see a triathlon between Burnham and DJ. Number one, I just can't wait to see both of them show up in a one-piece trunk.
And B, you are not lying. You are absolutely not lying.
That ruined game day for you.
I did one at the YMCA. We were Bentley and I were going to an Auburn football game. I think we were taking the kids up to an Auburn game one day, and the game was that night. We were going to leave at lunch. So I had the bright idea to go to the YMCA and participate in this little fundraiser or whatever.
Didn't.
Yeah. And it completely washed me out. I mean, I was done.
You wouldn't be good for the rest of the day?
I slept all the way up there, cramped up about Mount Montgomery, and okay, it was terrible.
Now, listen, how long ago was that?
It was probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, so let's give the benefit of the doubt and say four.
Okay.
Okay. Now, 4 years ago, a mini triathlon done you that dirty. Now, what has convinced you that is going to be different with Burnham now?
Well, I'm a competitor first and foremost.
Well, I know compete. You compete. That's right.
And
we're going to trademark that phrase. Yeah. Compete.
Compete.
Because you do. I've heard that a lot. That's right.
Got to compete.
And is those chocolate chip cookies going to help you?
Yeah.
They're going to help in that the winning man's deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are carbohydrates not good for you?
I guess.
Are these carbs?
They're supposed to be gluten-free.
Well, there you go.
But all I can tell you is you can get these at Just Do. That's where they come from. And if you haven't had any of these little chocolate chip cookies, they are delicious.
I can beat Burnham in anything.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
Anything.
We're going to live stream that. That's the new diet. It is. It's been on it now for what? How long you been on it? 2 months?
Yeah, about that. Okay. About a month.
Okay. Carb loading. Mary Chandler. That's right.
That's my number one right there.
Just loading it up, Mary Chandler. That's
if nobody else will support me in this race, I know Aunt B will. She'll be with me. She'll be on my side.
She's going to be on your,
yeah,
your side?
I understand that Burnham's probably the people's choice, and that's fine. But
if you smooth.
Yeah. He's going to get blown up. I can tell you that.
Kelly Grant. Yep. He's a gamer. You're right. You're right.
Kelly will be with me.
You're right. Listen, I remember not too long ago where Aunt B's loyalty was kind of in question when there was a little war going on, and it happened to be Burnham on one side and you on the other. Now, might want to think about that.
We've addressed that and we've gotten through it.
And I'm certainly not saying that she's, you know, in any way wrong or what have you. So, hey, listen, we need to give a coffee mug away. We need to give some candy away in a jar of these chocolate chip cookies.
Are those cupcakes right there? Is that a cupcake?
Yes, it is.
Who are you going to give that to?
Well, I'll tell you what. What do you want to do? How do you want to do it? I know what you want. You want it.
No.
But how do you want to work it? I'll tell you what. The first three people that stop in here and say, I heard about a giveaway on Drive Time, we're going to give you one of these prizes.
They have their choice.
They can have whichever one.
First three.
Come on, Pete's Chevrolet. They'll be up front on the receptionist desk, and they'll be ready for you. We have got a couple other giveaways we want to do right now, and let's pull a chair up over here, DJ, so I can set this up. And let's see. You can't have the cupcake, DJ. That's right. There's Jonathan Witzel. Yes, we have tried the new Mountain Dew, and it is off the chain. Melinda, come on in.
Good morning, Shane Spikes.
There's big Shane in the house. Hey, we gave him about five birthday shout-outs there, Burnham. Happy birthday again, Mitt. We certainly do wish you a happy birthday tomorrow. Hope you have a big weekend, and I'm going to say it again. If you don't, it's your father's fault.
Yes,
okay.
Always.
Would you say that, DJ?
Always.
It is your father's fault. So we're going to put that out there like this. Joining us now here is Melinda Spiller. Melinda is a salesperson with us here at Pete Chevrolet. She has got a great, great gift card here from the shrimp basket in Evergreen.
Wow.
Now, if you feel some crazy vibes over there, that's Beavis getting wound up, okay? So if you start hearing it, anything like that, that's Beavis getting wound up over there. So,
thanks for the warning.
Yeah, so I just want to let you know that up front. So tell us about what you're doing, Melinda, and we'll let you get after it.
Okay. Well, it's a $50 gift card to Shrimp Basket. I want to first of all say thank you to everybody who tuned in and who participated and who tunes into Drive Time. Ended up having over like 12,000 views, I think.
Wow.
And so I really, really appreciate everyone that took the time to do that and that takes the time to participate with Peach. I'm very honored to work here, to have great family that I work with here, and I just wanted to kind of give back.
Well, I'll tell you what.
So.
That's crazy. I mean, that's a lot of cutting right there.
Putting
12. Anyway, wow. Oof. Okay. All right. So you're going to draw a name out of the box here.
And
you're gonna give it away. I wish I had a drum roll, but I don't have a drum roll. There's a drum roll.
You want to do the drawing?
No, you go ahead.
He's doing the drums.
All right. And the winner is Lisa Jordan McGee.
There you go. There it is. Lisa Jordan McGee
is to come here to pick it up.
Yes. If she would come by Pete Chevrolet, my cell phone number's there. Just please come on by here and pick it up.
Great.
Lisa Jordan McGee. All right, Melinda.
Thank you
for joining us.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes,
appreciate
sir.
It. Have you already gave yours away, Tori? You good? Okay. She's going to do hers on at 5 today. Okay. She's doing hers at 5 o'clock today.
That's a pretty cool deal that they all made their videos and have cool giveaways.
Yeah, especially when you figure How many views did she say?
12,000.
Wow. Linda Jordan McGee.
Still have these giveaways also.
Yep. So come by.
Come to Pete Chevrolet.
First three people to come in, or first person to come in, say, hey, I saw the Just Do giveaway on Drive Time. Tell you what, let's just give it all to the first person that comes in. How about that? First person comes in.
Wow.
Says, we saw the Just Do giveaway on Drive Time. It's all yours. We have Daytona 500 tickets that have they been given away yet or not?
I don't think that we have.
Okay, well, I didn't think they had either. So I stuck a bunch of the likes and shares into our
Lance had won it but was unable to go.
That's right.
So we threw it back
in. Lance wanted to give this thing away. So Ray Stewart.
Did Ray win?
Mr. Ray Stewart.
All right.
Has won the trip, the four tickets to the Daytona 500. And I randomized that thing. And, I guess when we got the big mobile set up, I'll show everybody how it works one day where you stick, it's like a jackpot. No, what do you call those things? Slot machine. Mm-hmm. But it's not. I mean, you just put all these names go in there. You press a button and it spits out a name. And it's like a million times a second or whatever. That's how it works. David Maddox, good morning to you.
Good morning,
Jennifer
David.
Jennifer Davis Clements, classmate. What's up, Jennifer?
Good morning. Ray Stewart headed to Daytona. That'll be a great trip.
Yep, sure will. It sure will. I know Jennifer's going to be embarrassed that I called her out like that, but that's okay. She's probably riding down the road laughing that I just did that. But, hey, that'll be all right. We just need a few more. We'll have a class reunion right here. Well, you always say it's a family reunion.
It's a family reunion every morning at Drive Time.
Every morning we hear about a family reunion. So, thanks, Lance, for donating those things back. Ray, hope you have a great time. You and the three people that you choose to take with you, hope y'all have a big time in Daytona. I can tell you that if it's anything like Talladega, it ought to be a real big time.
Ray, if you think about it, when you guys get down there, you and your traveling party, take a group selfie.
Yes.
And post it on Facebook and tag us in.
Well, I tell you what, when he comes by here to get these tickets, we're going to get a picture of him getting the tickets. And then we're going to expect some tickets while he's down there. He'll lose the race. Burnham will lose a race.
If he loses the race.
Oh, if he loses the race, he'll let Chief shave his head like DJs.
I'll tell you what. Let me do it.
No, that is on. I'm telling you right now, you can mark that one down. That shot across the bow has just been
heard. He's going to lose.
Okay, well.
He's going to lose. He's going to lose bad.
Good morning, Amy Black. Of course, Amy does a lot of hair cutting around here. A lot. not of course, mine and yours, because ours don't need cutting often.
I'm shaving his head. When I beat him, I'm going to shave his head.
You don't let Chief?
I'm going to scalp him. Nope, I got him.
You're not going to let Chief?
I'm doing it.
Okay. Morning, Matt Cigarello. Good to see you. Hey, man, if that's what you want to do, then that's what you want to do. I'm good with it. Burnham, I can tell you, if I had the Rocky theme right now, I'd play it because I can kind of feel the seems like some training may be fixing to start happening over this way. In the Dirty 30.
Over the Dirty 30, I promise.
That's what it sounds to me
I'm
like.
I'm
going to
get out tonight. I'm going to practice tonight. I'm going to start the night by driving. I'm just going to drive a couple of blocks, try to get the cardiovascular going just a little bit, then I'll work into walking.
Get the adrenaline working a little bit.
Get the music right.
Okay, yeah. Well, listen, you got to get that playlist right, man.
Yep.
Good Lord. In the world, sound like a doggone tornado was coming in.
Good morning, Meg.
Good morning, Meg and Langford. God, Lord, I didn't know what was happening. Because you got to get that music playlist right. If you don't have it right, things aren't going to work out the way you need them to work out. So are you going to be allowed to listen to music while you're running, racing?
What, you'll probably be working the PA system.
Play some. Yeah,
whatever you want to do.
Chariots of Fire, can you see that?
Oh, yeah.
And then you know what I'm going to do? After it's over, I'm going to back it up. We're going to put it in slow. I'm going to film it in 120 frames a second and then back it up, and we're going to do it all over again but in slow motion.
Yeah.
That way everybody can see your stride, his stride, frame by frame.
And get his facial expressions and the pain in his face with each stride because he will not be up for this.
Do you see pain in that picture that you have that he's running towards Coach Saban? Is there pain in the face then?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He has sunglasses on, so you can't really see his eyes good. But
is this a recent picture or is this?
It was this past August. I'll post it here shortly.
Next weekend, the 18th, Ray. Next Sunday.
No, he's talking about our race.
Oh,
the race.
So I thought he was talking about the Daytona 500. I'm sorry.
He might be. He might be. Yeah, he might be. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's got to clear his calendar.
The race.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the race. That's what they call the Daytona 500. So I thought that's what he was talking about. So we've got the tickets gone. Just Do. Hey, listen.
Got a goodie pack here from Just Do.
Yeah. Stop by. Just walk in and say you seen them Drive Time and got a great way to pick up some cool stuff. Well, we'll have them on standby over there. I saw Dan Ewan land a helicopter on that field up there, so I know it can be done. And I'm sure Life Flight can do it. They've probably been in some pretty tight places. David Mattis, Rocky Five soundtrack, has down the best.
And Burnham, please don't wear tights. Please, something loose fitting.
I want to see a one piece wrestling outfit. That's what unitard. I want to see. Yeah, unitard. I want to see it. I want it to have Broke Leg Productions on it. But see, you're going to be the cool guy. You know why? Yours going to be black. A white BMP on the front is going to look like the old school NWO. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
From wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you tell me, you'll win the fashion contest, okay? Unless he shows up in something that is extremely.
But more importantly, I'm going to win the race. I'm going to beat him. I'm going to beat his brains in.
Well, Ray Stewart said that the finish line needs to be at the Life Flight door. I think somebody's right about that. We're definitely going to need some EMTs on standby.
I think it's a coin flip if he finishes.
Well, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. It's been thrown down. That's where it's flip at. Coin. And you feel that convicted about it.
Yep.
Is what you're saying. You don't think there's any way that it's any way. You don't think the way it can happen is what you're saying.
No way it's going to happen.
He can't beat you.
I hear the music.
Yeah, you hear it. That's right. It's time for us to get out of here.
It has been a great week here on Drive Time. Appreciate all of you who have joined us each and every morning. Make sure to look for us next week, starting at right on time at 8-ish for Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Ken James, our executive producer and co-host. I'm David Jennings. Hope y'all have a great weekend, and we'll see y'all on the other side.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time from Peach Ford in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances.